Okay, B'siyat Tishmah, we're picking up from where we last left off a year ago. Mitzvah Hashem. Thank you for the chizek from all the chever who reported and shared that it was very uplifting for their Shabbos experience and throughout the week. And it gave me a lot of chizek to continue into delving into the sinyan of Shabbos Kodesh, which we're going to be spending 1/7 of our lives in anyways. And Mitzvah Hashem, l'asa lovo, it'll be Yom Shekulu Shabbos, v'minu chalchay olamim. So, the tzaddikim who are Shabbos tekiyidin, by them the Shabbos is the whole week, like the Zohar says, Reb Shimon and his Chavraya. Shabbos techula shasa. These are people that Shabbos, they never left the realm of Shabbos the entire day, the entire week, the entire life. The whole year was Shabbos kodesh tek. So, when does Shabbos begin? And being that halacha is like a guf and a levush for the pnimiyus hatzayir, for the neshama, so we can discern from the halacha spiritually, on a ruchnistic level, when Shabbos begins. So the first Mayim Makom here, which is from Shara Kavonis, the Arizal, Amar li Mayri Reb Chaim Ital writes that he received from the Ari, Sheikabu mi Adam Echad Gadol, that he received from some Echad, a Gadol, whatever that means, to the Ari, he called him an Adam Gadol, that he told him that he has a Kabbalah Biyad Rabbeisav, somebody who is buried after the fifth hour of the day on Friday, that he doesn't have what's called chibat hakever, which is a very big yisurin which takes place in the grave. The tosefes kedusha Shabbos begins after the fifth hour of the day on Erev Shabbos. We say yoyim hashishi. The Chazal dash in Hashishi as referring to the sixth day of Sivan, which is a remes to Matan Tzaira. But al pi Kabbalah, the hint here in Hashishi is that Shishi is the sixth day of the week. And the letter Hey represents the fifth hour. And he goes on to explain that already after the fifth hour of the day, it's already considered to be Shabbos Dik, and one is allowed to go to the mikvah. As I state Nari. As we'll see in Mitzvah Shem, we begin speaking about Tefillah B'Mikvah, that Tefillah B'Mikvah, the Zman, depends on Shnayim Mikvah Echad Targum. If one completes Shnayim Mikvah Echad Targum early Friday morning, then whenever he finishes Shnayim Mikvah, it's already Shabbos Dik and he can go to the Mikvah. If he has not yet done Shnayim Mikvah Echad Targum, then he has to wait till the conclusion of the fifth hour of the day. Now, of course, B'Shas HaTchak, it may work to go beforehand if a person has to go on a trip, but it's important to note that al pi pnimis hatayra, to go to the mikvah Friday morning, you know, right after davening, it's not ideal. The ideal time for that would be after the fifth hour of the day or after the completion of Shnayim Mikvah Echad Targum. So already we're starting to see that there's a hisnoitzitzis, a hisgalus of the Or of Shabbos Kodesh already after the fifth hour of the day. The next shlav in Kabbalah Shabbos, the Hachana for Shabbos, is going to be Chatzos. If you go to the left, to the Menachem Tzion, in the middle, on the top, B'chol Erev Shabbos, Acher Chatzos, the Neshama begins to return to its source, Lamala, and a person's guf is left like without spirit, without a life, and a new chiyus starts to come down. And this is the secret of Lechem Mishneh. There's a period where a person has like a double neshama, and at that point he becomes like a Briya Chadasha, as we'll see when we speak about mikvah, that even from the Rishonim, the inyan of going to the mikvah is like a person becomes new. A person is a different person on Shabbos Kodesh. And he explains that Moshe Rabbeinu was upset at those who were Haisiru Min Haman, that they left over Man, right, pertaining to Shabbos. Why was he upset about them? Shelohir Gishu Betosef Esachiyus Neshama Yisera. He says, what are you? You didn't feel that Shabbos was coming in? Right? There was a tain on them, being the Dor HaDeah, that they should have been margish, that things were changing in the world, that they physically they were changing. V'gam Moshe shenafsha madaya lamutahara. Moshe Rabbeinu had kpedus, that they weren't on the level of tahara that they should have been at, if you're not being able to be margish what's going on a Friday. Shekol odom mechuyiv lahargish b'zeh. This is from the Menachem Mendel from Mimonov. Every person is mechuyev to feel this difference. Re'u ki Hashem nasan lachem haShabbos. It should be clear as day to a person that Shabbos is coming in. Shehu davar ha'nir leinayim shemar gishim b'yakol. Umar bina be'embes gabar. right? Even in Amma Aretz, the Gemara says, in Yerushalmi, is afraid to lie on Shabbos because there's a gilui of emes. Every single one of us knows what we're talking about here. You can feel something different on Shabbos Kodesh. That when you wake up in the morning, how you conduct yourselves, you don't make a mistake when you wake up on a Shabbos thinking that it's a Wednesday or Tuesday. You know that even if you fell asleep at the couch or at the table, you wake up, you're margish that there's a Kedusha Shabbos. Everybody on their own level, of course. But it's something which is b'chush to us. And if you take a look at the Ma'ar Makom, on the right column, the second one, which is from Rav Yaakov Kappel, I think that's the grandfather of the Chayza. Shetama al Ma'amar HaGemara. Right? There are some Gemaras which are Shver Rambam, Shver Gemara, and says, I don't understand Pshat on this Gemara. Hayahaylich baderech, if a Jew is going on the road, ve'eni yodeh imasai Shabbos. Doesn't know what day Shabbos is. He says, "V'tama ichi tachin shehudi yishkach imasai Shabbos." How can a Jew forget and not know when Shabbos is? Hari be'erev Shabbos kodesh achatzois kvar nir reki acher. It's a different sky outside. What's pshat of this Gemara? You're walking and you don't know when Shabbos is. Look up at the sky. It's a different sky. Or maybe a person is magish different. As a shine under the himmel, it's a different sky already. The ich shechin is a Shabbos. How is it possible such a thing that even if a person would be lost in the wilderness, that he shouldn't know when Shabbos should be? Now the Shem Yishmuel, on the next Ma'ar Makom, he tells us without seeing it inside, and of course, not always do we read every single Ma'ar Makom inside, but it's kedai to see them. But the inyan here is that when it comes to the Kedusha, there's always a concept called an emtsai. There's a bridge which is able to join a chol and a kodesh together. And that bridge, when it comes to Shabbos, of course, is Erev Shabbos, kol ha-meichin b'Erev Shabbos. He who prepares on Erev Shabbos has what to eat on Shabbos Kodesh. If you want to see more on this inyan of Emtzai, take a look at the Imre Pinchas, Pinchas Karetzer, and Parshas Chukas in last week's Parsha, where he speaks about this inyan b'Archava. According to a person's hachanas that he makes on Erev Shabbos, is going to be how much Shabbostik the Shabbos is going to be. And so therefore, although what we're seeing here is the fifth hour, and already by Chatzos, right, there's a gradual build-up which is taking place as we're leading into Shabbos, and as he says in the next Ma'ar Makom, which is also from the Shem Yishmuel in the bold, he says that b'chatzos yom erev Shabbos she'az maschil hisnotzeitz or kedusha Shabbos, the kedusha of Shabbos is already starting to come in. Every single person should find ways to make Erev Shabbos Shabbostik, and to know that as the day is progressing, as I'm moving closer to Shabbos, I'm also moving closer inwardly to Shabbos Kodesh. It shouldn't just be a day where we go through it, and we go through different pa'ulos, and then 5 minutes before Shkia, we stop doing Malacha. It means that a person is not in touch with Shabbos. It should be a day that the day doesn't just come in azoy, just pisoim, it just comes in. No, there's a gradual touching down which is taking place throughout the day, that the noira of that day is already from the beginning. And as we'll see on the back, there are some stories here Mr. Shem will look at. Again, we may have to wait till tomorrow to finish this topic. But since the day and of the Kedusha Shabbos is gradually coming in, a person should be margish that as the day is going through, that he's in touch with that Metzias, and he's moving closer and closer within himself and his Avaida into this world of Shabbos Kodesh. Altogether, as we'll see, smack in the middle of the page, which is also from the Arizal, from Shara Kavanas, he says, "Da ki toisefes haShabbos maskam yem shishi, mitchila shal shishis." Right? As the Ari proposed, that really Kedusha Shabbos begins with the conclusion of the fifth hour of the day. V'nimsa, it would come out, Ki zayin shalos acharon shayom hashishi, right? That the remaining 7 hours until Shabbos, and all 24 hours of Shabbos itself, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is yoyishev al kisei rachamim. Shabbos is a day of rachamim, of course. So therefore, altogether there are lamed aleph shalos of Shabbos, 31 hours of Shabbos. Now, if you just take that in for a second, right? That means that the Ari is counting the 7 hours of Erev Shabbos as being part of Shabbos, right? That's wild, right? That means to say that he didn't say like there's 24 hours of Shabbos and like there's also 7 hours on Erev Shabbos, but there's 24 and 7. No, there's 31 hours of Shabbos. 31 hours of Shabbos. And this is the secret of Kael Malei, Kael Melech, Yoyishev HaKisei Rachamim. Kael Melech, that for these Kael hours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech, Yoyishev HaKisei Rachamim. This gives us an appreciation of what it means, the avoid of Erev Shabbos. Let's see if we could push and finish the topic for today. If we go to the top left corner, it says, Ha'aisa malacha be'ab Shabbos, this is the Gemara M'sachan, Daf Nun Amabez, from Mincha Elamala, he doesn't see Simid Brach at all. And then we quote here the Shulchan Aruch, that a person who does malacha be'ab Shabbos, so from Mincha Elamala, he doesn't see Simid Brach, that was the quote from the Gemara, and there's a machlokas rishon, and what does it mean Mincha? Does it mean Mincha Gedoyla, or does it mean Mincha Ketana? Okay? Now, we'll see in Halacha, I'm not going to see, we'll just share it now, that it's muskum from the postgame that begins by Mincha Ketana. Right? Mincha Ketana is the 9.5 hour of the day. So at that point, it's already very much Shabbistic. That's already the next Shlav, the 5th hour, then Chatzos. But now we see in Halacha how to manifest itself, that by the 9.5 hour, which is Mincha Ketana, so Api Halacha, at that point after, Eino Roya Simin Bracha. Now, there are some things which are mutter, and there's a nice sikkum of this in the Piskei Tshuvas, and there are 6 things which don't fall under the category of Eino Roya Simin Bracha, and they are a malachas harai, a temporary malacha which comes up, if it's an inyan which needs to be done letzarech Shabbos, or any letzarech mitzvah, or if a person is selling mezainis, if he owns a store and he has to sell Shabbos food for people, then that's also okay. And ani who doesn't have anything, or malachas chalamoid. We know that in chalamoid there are malachas which are mutter to be done on chalamoid, like a davar ha'aved, etc. So these are 6 criteria which are acceptance to that rule, but already from the 9.5 hour and on, so malacha becomes aser. Now, there's a shaila when it comes to pragmatia, which is business. Is business allowed after the 9.5 hour? So the Magen Avraham is quoted as being mekel, up until 1 hour before Shabbos. That's what emerges from these 2 simonim, Rishon and Aleph and Rishon and Vav, that even the Magen Avraham, who says in Rishon and Aleph that doing business is allowed after Mincha Ketana, nevertheless, 1 hour before Shabbos, or B'Shas Hadchak, and 1/2 hour before Shabbos, a person should refrain from doing what we call business. Now, as we're going to see in these next Ma'am Koymais, it's kedai not to do that. So if you take a look below, it says from the Mikri Dardiki, he writes, Likras Shabbos l'chuvan elcha, to be mechabit Shabbos, like the Gemara says, the Tanaim will go out into the field. Going out into the field is a physical representation of that, but to go out into the field also means to go out into Friday, and to be mechabit Shabbos. Mishum hachi amar ki hi makor habracha. Shabbos is the makor habracha. Kedi isa bizaya sheshmira Shabbos karayu hu makor hashefa shel kol yimei achol. V'hayad Hashem tiksa b'tmiyah. Is Hashem, does he not have ways to provide? So therefore, a person should recognize that being the Shabbos is the Makar HaBracha, which is why after Mincha Ketana, already Ein Roya Simin Bracha, because you're stepping on the Makar HaBracha. You're stepping on the Makar HaBracha. But it means to say that if a person is Bachabed the Makar HaBracha, so he's set to be Hinena, of course. Now, the Minchas Shabbos in the next Maramako, he writes that what seems to be very ironic, he says, Yesh Lizgor Lahazgir Sachanuya Shah Achasik Nia Shabbos, like the Magen Avraham, to close the shops 1 hour before. He says, because the Satan is Makachig and Matzdiach B'maisav. And he says, Roiv Masu Matin Yeshbo Revachar Beit Hiznami Davka the Erev Shabbos of B'chnis the Shabbos. Right before a person is trying to close the store, that's when everybody wants to come and to buy, and a person has to have the Nisayan, should he keep open, should he close? And he goes on to say, of course, that a person who has Yiras Elokim Balibai, who should be Yachus al Kavod Koinai, Leha Kesef, Leha Zav, and a person should be Mechazik himself in this inyan, knowing Be'emuna, because Shabbos is the secret of Emuna, that the more that he's able to give space to Shabbos Kodesh by being Marchiv the Gevul HaKadusha, so too he's being Marchiv the Gevul of his Bracha. And we'll conclude with the Divrei Yoel, and maybe tomorrow we'll begin with some of the stories and finish off one last inyan. That the Samar Rebbe says that the Gemara tells us in Shabbos that 6 tekiyos were blown in the Erev Shabbos Kodesh. And the reason why that is in Pnimius is because tekiyos represent Yirbuf HaSatan. We're doing Rosh Hashanah, right? Talking about the Kiyah Shefer. So the Gemara says that the Kiyah Shefer is what's called Ma'arbif HaSatan. It confuses the Satan. And the Satan works very hard in Erev Shabbos to cause Machlekes and Shalabayis and to cause Kilkel in Shabbos and not being Mechabes Shabbos properly and keeping the stores open and not just to be Mezazel on the whole Matzav of Shabbos. So those tekiyos represented an inyan of tshuva, the Chiddush HaRim says, but also an irbav of the Satan. We make a malchama that Shabbos should overcome Erev Shabbos, and that to uplift the whole day of Erev Shabbos to be Shabbosic as much as possible. And the Taras Yisrael says that if a person who does that, it's Mesugul Lebanim. It's Mesugul Lebanim, Talmid Chachamim, in Yerushalayim. Take a look at this last one. Welcome to Taras Yisrael. And the Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, because we have to end at this time, we'll share some stories you could see on the back if you'd like. But maybe we'll begin with those, and we'll segue into the next Inyan Mitzvah Shem, which will be Bechitza B'chamin, and going to the Mikvah and Erev Shabbos. Shkoyach, everyone.